David Bowie and Rebel Rebel at Radio X with the time of 7:31. And a good, good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you had a great bank holiday weekend. Laughing for no reason like DJs do. So, I'm really torn. I'm going to say on the radio what I just said off air.
Yes.
I'm really torn because in the real world of actual real life, of a million things going on right now at the same time, you're in your car, you're driving to work, or you're at home, you're getting the kids ready, or whatever. People are doing all manner of different things. Some people are starting the day, some people are finishing the day. Most people are starting the day. You might still be in bed, you might be in the shower, you might be brushing your teeth, you might be getting kids' breakfast ready, you might be getting your own breakfast ready, you might be walking the dog. Everybody's got their thing, and then they've got a full day ahead of them. And life goes on all the time. Now, Pippa left our show on Friday and she starts at Heart on the breakfast show today. So she's now in the building. So that we were saying earlier, what was weird about saying goodbye to Pippa on Friday was it was like, thanks for everything. You're the best. Big hug. See you Tuesday.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Because we'll probably see her today after the show.
We will, yeah.
Now, in the real world, we crack on and we let Heart do their show and we do our show. In the world of the Chris Moyle show, every bone in my body wants to say, text the Heart Studio so that all we do is flood their text machine with messages from the Chris Moyle show listeners.
Yeah.
Now, that's funny for us and amusing, but possibly annoying for them in the studio at Heart.
Amusing to start with, I think.
Yeah.
Depends how long it goes on for.
Also, in the real world, right, Pippa is my friend and I wish her all the best. And I don't want to sabotage in any way. I want her to be really successful.
Yes, absolutely right.
In the world of the Chris Moyle show.
Yeah.
I don't want her to forget the power of the Chris Moyle show, of which she won't, because she's lived this life for years.
Yeah.
In the real world, I don't want to annoy her.
No.
In the world of the Chris Moyle show, I think she would be secretly amused by it.
Yes.
I think so too.
Yeah.
She knows where we've been.
She'd be surprised if there was nothing coming her way.
I like to think
this
that.
Morning.
Correct.
Yeah, I think so.
Correct. So I battle a lot with the real world and the world of the Chris Moyle.
Well, now you've verbalised that. I think that gives you a blessing to do it.
Well, I've explained.
Yeah.
I am massively torn. If I was really, really dedicated to my job, I would do it.
Yes.
Right? If I was a team player, I wouldn't do it.
That's right.
I can be both.
Yes.
I am a team player. But every bone in my body just loves the idea.
Yeah.
Of them going, we've had loads of text messages saying, because they won't do it on the air, saying, can we have our friend back, please?
Now, that choice of words, I think, is lovely. Can we have our friend back, please? If only someone knew the number, though, to text it.
Oh, it's 82122.
Oh, you've got it there.
Yeah, it's a text number, yeah.
Should I say we shouldn't do this?
Standard network rate supply.
Right.
I've said it.
What is it again? I'm just writing it down.
Yeah, what is it?
82122.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. So it's 82122 is the text number, and if you, and I'm saying don't do it. I'll just do it. Right, let's send them a message.
I'll say don't do it.
You say don't do it, and I'll say okay. I've heard you, James. So you're covered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you wanted to, listeners of the Chris Moyle Show, to text 82122 with the words "Can we have our friend back, please?" and that's it. Leave it there.
Yeah.
Really nice and cryptic. Can we have our friend back, please? Send that to 82122, standard network rate supply. Now, what will happen then, so you know, is they will be in the studio and somebody will glance at the text messages.
Yeah.
So, for example, if I look at my text messages now, one says, come on, Chris, let's go on with it. Someone says, just text them, just WhatsApp Heart saying blah, blah, blah. So, bloody people. Emma in Durham, sorry, I missed that number. What was it? Oh, it's 82122. 82122.
Yeah.
Now, that's on my screen.
That's it.
Meanwhile, in the Heart Studio, their screen will just be full of, can we have our friend back, please? With no referencing to us, because it's nice and subtle.
That's it. And we've said, you know, you can or you know, it's up to you.
And it will probably go like this. Somebody will go, so loads of people have just texted in saying, can we have our friend back, please? What's that about? And people will know instantly.
Now. I think I may know what this...
I think she'll just put her head down and just not say anything.
Yeah.
Okay, so after this, we're going to do Battle of the Sexes. And then it's Who's Shoes. Okay.
I think they've noticed, guys.
Okay, all right.
Emrin Durham's done it.
So, yeah. So the number is 8, 21, 22. And the only words you should write is, can we have our friend back, please? Oh. I mean, it's better than what we did to Dave Masterman. Oh, no. I'll be honest. We get better. We get back. With a little bit of behind-the-scenes shenanigans,
yeah,
we'll also be able to find out roughly how many people have just done that as well. So, I'm hoping for a good 250 minimum text messages.
I think that'll be minimum, actually. Yeah, there's a lot of people who said, mission accepted, Chris, I've just done it.
It's not a mission, it was just
not
a suggestion.
Mission suggestion.
Can we have our friend back, please? Nothing else, just that.
Here's a couple of letters quickly. Hi, Dom. Greetings from a disappointingly cloudy and wet, but very warm St. Lucia.
Oh!
My wife, Michelle, and I are currently here celebrating our 25th year of wedding anniversary. We were married back in May 2000, had a honeymoon here, so we've come back to where it started. Being 5 hours behind UK time, we're using the brilliant Global Player app.
Oh, it's so good.
To catch up every day.
See what we've done there? We've literally sabotaged one show and then promoted something from Global. Oh, we're good.
We're good.
Oh, we're good.
They're listening every single day.
I love that Global Player app.
I know.
I love it.
It's awesome. We've been listening to you since before we were married. In 1997, I listened to your early breakfast show at the other place.
Oh, jeepers.
As I drove home from night shifts as a young policeman in Cambridge.
I've listened
ever since. Anyway, I've got nothing to plug. No gifts for anyone, sadly, but a mention would be great as
have
we celebrate.
Have a piton.
A quarter of a century. Yes, piton.
That's the lager there.
Yeah, named after
the piton mountains.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's lovely. Mike from Peterborough. All the best from St. Lucia whilst praying for sunshine. Thank you, Mike. Mike doesn't mention his wife. Oh, no, sorry, he did. Michelle. Sorry, I do take it back.
Oh, you could have got into big trouble there.
Belated birthday coming up. Hi, Dom. I'm hoping you'll be reading this out on Friday, the 23rd of May. Sadly not. Miracles can happen. No, they didn't. Today, Friday the 23rd, is my wife Katie's 40th birthday. She'd love it if you could give her a mention. I'm still 38 until October, says James McDonald. Sorry, Katie, we were busy like the end of last week. There's other stuff going on, wasn't there? We've got two kids, Ava and Theo. They love listening to the show every morning before school.
Hey there, Katie.
Oh, well done.
Guess what, Katie? It's your birthday.
Interesting fact, I saw you, Chris, years ago when you did karaoke in Hull. Do you remember that?
No.
I don't remember going to Hull.
I remember being in Hull.
Chris saw me and thought I looked like Peter Andre.
Dave had his mate's car broken into in Hull.
Did he?
Dave didn't have his mate's car broken into. Dave's mate had his car broken into when we were in Hull.
Dave broke into
his mate's car. Take that back.
Please say a massive happy 40th birthday to my beautiful and amazing wife. Thanks again, Dom and the team. You're all awesome. From James McDonald. So yeah,
from James, who's younger than his wife.
And always will be.
Well done, James.
Congratulations and happy birthday, Katie. That concludes the letters because, you know, there's other stuff going on at the moment.
Dom, can we have our friend back, please?
Can we have our friend back?
821-22, standard network rate applied.
Dom at radiox.co.uk or, and we do need stuff actually sending through the post, so whatever you can do. Anything you can borrow from work or anything.
Postcards.
Yeah, postcards would be great. Absolutely. Or, you know, beer. To this address.
234.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Boyle Show, Radio X, 30 Leicester Square in London. WC2H 7LA. Woo!
There is a thought in radio, a rule in radio, which is one thought, one link.
That's
which
right.
Means that you don't bombard the audience with too much information.
Yeah.
So if you're going to take anything away from this link, it's 82122 is the text number, and the words, can we have our friend back, please? We'll be right back. Hopefully.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X. The Chris.
Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. You finally found that perfect parking spot and you're ready to start work. But wait, you need a replacement part that's not in your van. Don't sweat it and don't move the van. Get moving on your job and we'll sprint over with exactly what you need before you can say, where's my spirit level? Screwfix Sprint delivers in as little as 20 minutes. Only £4.99 and only on the app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Booking geniuses. Get free airport lounge access when you book a five-star holiday with On The Beach. Feet up, fill your boots. Una drink, por favor. On The Beach. Boot like a genius, holiday like a fool.
Conditions apply. 7-night minimum stay. Outbound only from selected airports for up to 6 people at all protected.
On The Beach.
When you're sure you know the answer. When it's on the tip of your tongue. When you beat the buzzer and the contestant.
Get in the bag.
How did you know that?
Naturally brilliant, I guess.
Yeah, modest too.
Nothing brings us together like great TV. And a TV licence covers you to watch all TV channels so you can play along with all your favourite quiz shows. Search TV licence together.
Gearing up for beach days or looking to refresh your summer wardrobe? Two has you covered with 20% off all Two clothing until Tuesday the 27th of May. Shop Two for all the family this summer in-store at Sainsbury's and online at two.co.uk. Two works every time. Subject to availability, delivery charges may apply.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids.
Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Which business insurance provider is trusted by nearly 1 million customers? Take it away, Gina.
Simply Business.
From builders to bakers to beauticians, if you need business insurance, join nearly 1 million customers who trust
Simply Business.
So search Simply Business today.
Simply Business.
That's enough, Gina.
Oh, Simply Business.
T's and C's and acceptance criteria apply. UK only.
Radio X Oasis.
Curated shows, live tracks, B-sides and rare archive recordings.
Warm up for the biggest reunion of all time with a dedicated station.
Yeah, you got that one right.
Non-stop supersonic anthems are playing now.
On Radio X Oasis.
On your radio, on Global Player and on your smart speaker. Radio X.
Oasis. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
And just like that, we're back. Absolutely fantastic.
Radio X. Okay, how do I put this? Yeah, they just had loads of text messages.
I mean, they just...
Oh, yeah.
They've had loads.
But it's still not enough.
Can we have our friend back, please? Thank you very much. Just send that, if you know what I'm talking about. Meanwhile, it's 7:45.
Now she's older.
It's the Rev.
As the embers of romance fade to mortgages and lecky bills, being comfortable in that, nobody told her that she'd ever reach the stage where her husband bored her or she lied about her age. At least he's got a job for life. Get born, get school, get job, get car, pay tax and find a wife. And on that note, ain't gonna come too soon if you're not living on the edge. You take up too much room. I could have been a contender, I could have been a someone. Gotta be the right race, I'm feeling like no one. Could have been me in the papers, with money and the girls. I could have been the heavyweight champion. At school he used to dream about being Bruce Lee, but
beneath the chops on a mountaintop in all that great sea, and so he gave up on his black belt and first Dan. As near as he got to China was a week in Kambasan. I could have been a contender, I could have been a someone, could have been the right race. I'm feeling like an old one, could have been in the papers, body of the girls, I could have been the heavyweight champion of the world. I could have been a contender, could have been a someone, could have been the right race. I'm feeling like an old one, been in the papers, body of the girls, I could have been the heavyweight champion of the world.
In saying I've got one ear on you guys and one ear on Heart Breakfast.
Right.
If they say anything, they won't. They won't say anything.
I doubt it.
That's not that kind of show. Plus, if you listen to Heart Breakfast every day, like my friend Louise does, right? Louise listens. Louise is a friend of Tiff's. They went to school together.
Yeah.
Right? Therefore, Tiff and I have been together. And so now I've become friends with Lou. And she's also married to Stuart. They're Lou and Stu.
Lou and Stu. It's easy to remember, isn't it?
And we hang out with Lou and Stu all the time. We go on holiday together. We go for dinner together. We're under their house the other week. Mm. All that. And they've become my friends now. So we're all friends together. And Lou listens to Heart Breakfast every single day.
Right.
Right? Monday to Friday, yeah. Heart Breakfast. And I'm like, why do you not listen to me? You know me now for a decade. We get on like a house on fire. And she's like, yeah, yeah.
Just tradition.
Oh, Amanda said something funny the other day. I go, oh, Lou, you're very naive. I doubt that.
Morning, Lou, who won't be listening.
So Lou only knows who Pippa is because she's heard me talk about Pippa. She doesn't listen to our show.
Yeah.
I managed to get her daughter, Olivia, listen to our show the other day.
Okay, and?
I don't know how long it lasted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know. Listen, you know, there's people out there that don't like this cool rock and roll radio
that we do. Yeah, we're too slick for some people.
Yeah. Anyway, so you don't need to tune into them. Nothing will get mentioned. And if you just switched our show on and you're going, what are you talking about, Chris? We basically just asked our listeners to text 82122. With the words, can we have our friend back, please?
Mm.
Now, I'm not asking you to do it because we've done it now. But so whatever you do, please don't text 82122. That's 82122 with the words, can we have our friend back, please? Nothing more, nothing less. Can we have our friend back, please? Standard rates apply. Then there you go.
There's some lovely text coming that we can't read out.
Gary sent a text to Heart saying, I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you're looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have, a very, very particular set of skills. If you let Pippa go now, that will be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. Thanks, Gary. I mean, it's slightly threatening in tone there, but still.
It is.
Right, it's time for James's weekend roundup quiz time thingy.
It's not Pippa's. I just didn't have time to get it remade. It's James Robinson's.
Weekend Roundup quiz type thingy on Radio X.
Here's James.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hi, James.
Ran. He's got a gun.
This is the Weekend Roundup, which is there's been new stories over the weekend.
Oh, it's a strong start.
Yeah, isn't it?
Come on now.
Come on.
There's been some stories over the week. You put me in delay, which I actually sound better in. there's been some stories over the weekend, and I'm going to play some clips.
Yes.
And then you're going to work out what story they're from.
Yep.
If you get it right, you get some points. Points make winners. Are you ready?
Can that be your catchphrase every week?
Yeah.
Because that's awful.
What are points?
Points make winners.
Points make winners.
Brilliant. Sorry, Brucey.
All right, so we got to tell the news story from the clip. Are you ready?
Yeah. Yes.
Number one. Oh, who wants to be a millionaire?
Oh, they won £1 million. Spoiler alert.
Right, if you do watch it and you don't want to know what happened in Millionaire...
I've just said it.
Turn off for a minute. It is to do with Millionaire, but no, it's not £1 million.
Okay.
£500,000.
It's kind of half to do with £1 million.
It's kind of half to do with £1 million.
They've given it to someone and then they...
No.
No, they haven't given it to someone.
No.
Oh.
Did they answer it but actually turned out it was wrong?
Correct.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's the biggest loss in Millionaire history.
They've lost.
Has it not gone on telly yet?
Yeah, it's gone on.
Oh, it's happened?
Yeah.
Okay,
I just think people watch on catch-up or something.
Yeah, yeah. So they've just lost £500,000.
Yeah, Nicholas Bennett, he was playing. He got to the £500,000 point.
So he didn't play his safety thing?
He played, asked the host. He asked Jeremy. Jeremy didn't know. And then he phoned a friend. He got to that far with two lifelines left.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
And then he just went for it.
So the question is, does Jeremy say it? Or...
No.
Okay, so the question is, which of these words, each coined by a famous writer, was derived from the title of a fairy tale about three princes? Pandemonium, serendipity, utopia, Yahoo. Uh-huh. Which of these words, each coined by a famous writer? So each of these words was
made up.
Made up by a famous writer. Yeah. But which one was derived from the title of a fairy tale about three princes?
I've no idea.
I'd take the money.
I would take the money. I would go, it's either serendipity or utopia.
Yeah.
That's what I'd go for.
Don, what would you go for?
I'd go B. I think it's serendipity.
Chris?
I don't know, though. And I certainly wouldn't gamble it.
Which bit are you going to play us now? Just the reveal.
The answer, yeah.
What did his friend say? Do you know?
Didn't know.
No.
Pandemonium, serendipity, utopia, Yahoo. Well, I'd take the money.
Yeah, absolutely. Take the money at this point.
But if you're going to say, I'll say it. It, now, it's a fairy tale about three princes. No, it wouldn't be serendipity, would it? I'll go utopia.
I'm blocking it out of my head, just focusing on the question. Yahoo, final answer.
Oh, the audience didn't like that, did they? Now, because I was involved, well, I wasn't involved, but because you asked me, we have to go to the computer to reveal the correct answer. So, computer, could you now reveal the correct answer, please?
Back to 125.
In other news, Tom, you would have won.
I just won £500,000.
No, you won £1 million.
Oh,
was that a million?
A million pound question.
Yeah, sorry. Oh.
Oh,
jeez.
Good to see Harry Enfield's Scouser character back.
It's
from
lovely again,
yeah.
Those
look like, hey.
Oh, he must be, I mean, it's still a lot of money, but he must be absolutely sick as a pig, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Anyway.
Serendipity it was.
Yeah.
You get extra points for that. There you go. Good. Quick, clip number two.
Clip number two.
Top Cat.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, no, it's Top Cat.
Ain't That a Kick in the Head?
Yes, it is, but
like the sailor said, ain't that a kick in the head? I sang on X Factor.
You did?
Yeah. No. And I did a dance to this bit.
Is this...
Somebody got kicked in the head by a horse.
They got...
I thought a horse.
In the head, but it wasn't a kick.
It was a slap.
Yes, it was.
I know what this is.
Oh, hold on, I'm talking.
Do you know what it is?
No.
Okay. This is...
Game.
This is to do with somebody who is French.
Oui.
Okay, so this is Emmanuel Macron, the French leader.
Yeah.
He was coming out of an aeroplane.
Yeah.
Is this the one?
Yeah.
And just before he comes out, he gets slapped in the face. I'm not sure by who. They're saying possibly his wife. And then he sort of goes back in again and tries to style it out. It's the weirdest clip, and I saw it this morning, bizarrely.
Dom, you were getting all of the points accurate. So the doors of the aircraft opened, they landed in Vietnam, I think.
Right.
And the camera's pointing through the door and see if you can describe this.
So, Emmanuel Macron is stood there. This is in slow motion now. His wife basically pushes him in the face. He smiles at the camera so he's just realised what they're looking at. And then he goes back in again.
That was so strange. Many videos over the weekend of that.
Isn't that
they say that they were just joking around.
Right.
But yeah, people don't believe him.
Okay.
I do. Anyway.
Do you?
Believe me, this is James.
Do you do? He'll take that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, we've got time for the third one?
Yes.
All right, here we go. It's a toilet.
It is a toilet.
Thank you.
It's a toilet.
Thank you.
It's the world's biggest toilet.
It's not the biggest toilet.
No. Somebody did something in a toilet.
Yes, they did.
They did. Oh. They got locked in a toilet.
Yes, they
yes,
did.
Yes, they did. They got locked in a toilet. That's right. It was Simon Cowell.
What country?
In Bangkok.
In Scotland.
Thailand. In Scotland. Yeah, in Portugal.
Spain.
What? Someone got locked in a toilet in Spain.
Was it a footballer?
It was someone going to see the football.
Going to see the football, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they missed the match, didn't they? Because they were locked in as a referee.
They were going to... Barcelona fan.
Man United fan.
Oh, OK. This is heading to Bilbao.
Story gets better.
There was a guy who got locked in. Have you seen these self-cleaning toilets in Bilbao?
No.
They could do with those in this building.
Yeah, they could.
And he got locked in as it went off, and this is what happened.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh no!
But if you know, it's cleaning the toilet.
Have you seen these?
Oh my God! My
then the floor, gets jet washed by the toilet,
and he's locked in.
And he's locked in.
He's also holding his pint, by the way.
Yeah, he has a spiller. Yeah. The floor was filling with water. It's
very clean.
Oh, dude, that toilet needs an extra flush.
Yeah.
And then the light goes off.
Oh no.
So that was that. There you go.
How long was he in there for?
He's still there.
He's still there.
He's still there, yeah.
Missed the game.
Okay, good.
Did he know?
You are level pegging on that.
Oh, what?
There you go. That's it.
Does Dom not win the game?
Dom not win
No, you were level on
that. Oh, sorry,
really?
Dom. There you go. James is.
The quiz type thing.
James is.
On Radio X.
There you go, lovely.
Ran, he's got a gun.
I will do, thank you, ladies. Right, so it's 7:58 in the next hour of the show. Let's have a look. Nothing.
Rob DJ's pub quiz.
Yep, as I said, nothing.
Yes.
Rob DJ and his pub quiz coming up. And also, we're going to drop the brand new Radio X Record of the Week.
Yes.
Which, shall I tell you what it is? Do you know what it is?
I know what it is.
It's the new Richard Ashcroft song.
Which I was listening to on the drive home on Friday. It's great.
It's really good.
It really
Featuring the sample from Joan Armour Trading, which is great. We'll play that. And Dominic's got the news coming up next.
The Chris Moyles Show.
It's almost 8 o'clock.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, squeaky.
Poor squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats, let dogs share our beds, and even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
So, close your eyes, picture the scene. Just you and me, alone, enjoying breakfast on our own little island. Sounds perfect, right?
Yeah.
Great, because I've booked Wickes to design our new kitchen.
At Wickes, we have 70 kitchen styles to choose from,
with prices from under £3,000 to over £20,000. And with our Spend and Save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Terms and minimum spend apply.
Last month, Nutricircle customers bought Mighty Core protein powder for less than a fiver. But you missed out. Grab this month's deals at NutriCircle.co.uk.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Barclays Ready Made Investments. The clue's in the name. Not Barclays Where Do I Begin Investments. You can start from £50. That's why they're not difficult to get started investments either. And you can choose your risk level. So they're hardly in at the deep end investments. So if you've got savings and you want to help grow your money over 5 years or more, then search Barclays Ready Made Investments. Make money work for you. Investing is not for everyone. The value of investments can fall as well as rise, and you may get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Dominic's got a brand new update for you. It's 2 minutes past eight.
From Global's newsroom, four children are amongst 27 people in hospital after a car was driven into crowds at Liverpool's Premier League victory parade. A 53-year-old white British man from Merseyside has been arrested. Jenny Sims is from Merseyside Police.
We know that people will understandably be concerned by what has happened tonight. What I can tell you is that we believe this to be an isolated incident. The incident is not being treated as terrorism.
Sir Keir Starmer has praised the bravery shown by the emergency services, and these men told Radio X what they saw as the parade was finishing.
Where we was on the steps, weren't it? All the kiddies jumping up, crying women crying, hugging girls.
Banging the door behind us.
What's going on?
Because people panicking, they know what's going on, do they?
In other news this morning, the government's promising new apprenticeships and more training for the under-21s in England. It's part of efforts to increase workers' skills and cut net migration. Doctors have started receiving ballots for possible industrial action over their latest pay offer. Residents, previously known as junior doctors in England, have been offered an average pay rise of 5.4% this year. And food prices are now 2.8% higher than they were a year ago. The British Retail Consortium says it's driven by increases in the cost of fresh produce, including steak.
Sport.
AFC Wimbledon have secured their return to League One after a three-year absence. They beat Walsall 1-0 in the League Two playoff final at Wembley yesterday. Charlton are back in the Championship after 5 years. They beat Leyton Orient 1-0 in their League One playoff showpiece. Elsewhere, Sunderland will be playing Premier League football next season. They scored a 95th-minute winner to beat Sheffield United 2-1 in the Championship playoff final. And Arsenal captain Kim Little hopes their Women's Champions League triumph helps to further boost the profile of the women's game. They beat Barcelona 1-0 in Lisbon on Saturday. Little says it can inspire more young girls to start playing football.
Like England winning the Euros, I think for an English team to now win the Champions League again after such a long time, I think it's just another one of those moments that I hope will bring so much more to the game.
Weather.
With eBay. From brake pads to engine oil, get your vehicle MOT ready.
Cloudy and wet pretty much everywhere across the UK, apart from Scotland. There's going to be sunshine in Scotland.
How is it? Where's this rain come from?
I don't know. It's rubbish, isn't it? It's going to hang around for a bit as well. Then towards the end of the week, it gets a bit nicer.
We've had a good run.
Yeah, we've had a great
run. To be fair.
We've had about a month of it, haven't we?
But yeah. Just crazy weather.
It is crazy weather. 17 degrees is the high today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
The top story in the news today is horrendous. It's the horrible story about what happened at Liverpool.
It is sickening. It's absolutely sickening. Terrible.
As Dominic said, they are the facts that we know so far.
Yeah.
That a man was arrested and they don't think it's terror-related.
No.
It's pretty much all the information that the police have put out.
Yeah, 27 people in hospital at the moment.
So our hearts go out to everybody who's involved in that. Toby Tarrant was there.
Yep.
And we've had a fair few text messages saying, how's Toby? Toby's fine.
Yeah, I caught up with him yesterday. He's he was in shock, but he's absolutely fine himself.
So prayers for everybody to get through all of this, which is just a horrific, horrific incident. So our hearts go out to everybody in Liverpool.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Tuesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square, across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Chris Moyle Show. It's Tuesday, May 27th. Let's say good morning to everybody in the Chris Moyle Show studio. You have, of course, the one and only Chris Moyles. Hello. It's me, Chris Moyles.
It's a man, actually, Derek.
It is. Legally, I'm a man.
Yep.
My friend, Dominic Byrne.
Hello, and good morning, everybody.
There you are. It's the voice of news, sport, weather, and other stuff.
Yeah, other stuff.
James Robinson, who is still on the show.
Hello, friend.
Who are you talking to?
You.
Okay.
Yeah.
James Robinson there. And, of course, Captain Crapbeard.
Hey, guys.
There you
Thanks
go.
Thanks for having me.
That is Captain Crapbeard. Now, change his voice slightly to basically because we've lost Pippa, we don't have a female voice anymore.
Yes. Good stuff.
We can't AI his voice to be female because that's probably sexist or something in this woke world we live in. So I've just pitched him up a little bit.
That seems fair.
Yeah.
That's the right approach.
Yeah, so
I like it.
This will bring the feminine element
definitely
to the Chris Moyle
It's
show.
A great idea.
Is this forever?
Yes.
Yes.
Is this forever?
Yeah.
Oh, because this is horrible.
Well, I can make it higher.
Yeah.
Is that the problem? It's just
another
needs to be
tone
little,
higher.
A little bit higher, isn't it?
Is that good?
Yeah. How was your stag weekend?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun. Very relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
No debauch activity.
Oh, that's lovely.
No debauch what?
Activity. Can you understand me?
Oh, that's too much.
Oh, it's too much. I don't
I'll
like
go
it.
To plus seven. How's that?
Plus seven.
And where were you?
Split in Croatia.
Sorry?
Split.
Oh.
In Croatia.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah.
And a good
nice
time
villa.
Was had by all. And now you're in a villa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did
you have a pool?
Yeah, a pool.
Did you ever swim?
Infinity pool.
Oh, that goes on forever.
Lovely stuff.
Lovely. So it's just you hanging out with all the lads?
Me and the lads.
That's nice.
Me and 19 lads.
Wow.
It doesn't work. It starts to get creepy if we're pretending he's female.
A little bit.
And also, our mics bleed through.
Yeah, so that's true. We're coming through like that as well now, yeah.
Yeah, it's tricky.
Very tricky.
Very tricky, isn't it? What else did you get up to over the weekend? Because you didn't go on your stag till Saturday.
Yeah, I went Saturday evening. But I went to Wet Leg.
So you went?
Huh?
You went what?
I can't hear you either. Wet Leg.
You went to see Wet Leg?
Wet Leg.
The band I'm in the band, Wet Leg.
Oh, brilliant. Because you love Wet Leg.
Yeah, I love Wet Leg.
So how were they?
Friday night.
Yeah.
Ah, brilliant.
Were they brilliant?
Yeah.
And did your woman have her back to the audience for the whole set?
No, Hester. She was on good form.
She was facing front and everything, was she?
Facing the front. Oh. Having a nice time.
Is there much banter between the songs? From the lead, what's her name?
No,
Jemima,
no, no.
Was it?
Rhianne,
that's it.
Rhianne.
Like, does she go, oh, it's great to be here. Oh, I've got a funny story about what happened on the way here today to rehearsal.
No, straight into the tunes.
Right.
There's fun on stage, like she's dancing, having a laugh.
What's she having?
Having a laugh.
Right, okay.
Oh, this is horrible.
Okay, well, anyway, thank you, Captain.
That's my input
for today. Oh, God.
And now here comes a new male addition to The Voice. It's Tother Captain.
Hello, I'm Tother Captain.
Wow. Beefy Captain.
This one?
Yeah.
What's this plus what? Plus
Someone
seven.
Say you sound like Moaning Myrtle from Harry Potter.
Oh, I do. That's funny. It makes you feel a bit dizzy, actually.
Does it?
Yeah.
Now, do you want to... Now, only for a few seconds.
Yeah.
Do you want... You can hear me in the back. It's like someone's talking in the background at the same time I am.
Is it my headphones?
No, it's not. It's just the bleed through on the mic.
Yeah.
Is it worth leaving you with this voice,
yeah,
but also putting you in slight delay to see what the combination would do?
Let's give it a go.
Okay, all right. So tell me about, because you didn't have a ticket to see Wet Leg, so what happened?
So on Friday, for about £28, bought one of the ticket resale sites.
Yeah.
Where you can't earn money off them. Twickets.
That's great, good.
Little site. So bought my ticket for £28, and I met up with my friends Brad and Hannah.
Brad and Hannah.
Brad and Hannah, they like Wet Leg, and they have Wet Leg as well.
They like what?
Huh?
They like what?
Did I tell you?
Go on.
Wet Leg, they like them as well.
All right.
Brad and Hannah, they were there. My good friends, Brad and Hannah.
Wow, I've not seen Leg Leg.
Horrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Captain Craphead.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
There you are.
That was horrible.
How were Leg Leg?
Pretty good.
Leg Leg.
Pretty good.
Good gang.
I'm
good
in the band
Leg Leg.
Leg Leg. So,
I feel dizzy.
I don't know if I've seen Wet Leg before.
I've not seen them live.
I don't think you have, actually.
Did they play Glastonbury last year?
2 years ago they played Glastonbury, didn't they, I think?
Okay,
I think they're at Glastonbury again this year.
Are they?
So, yeah, take your chance to go and see them.
Mm.
But they started with Catch These Fists, and they ended on Chaise Longue.
Mando.
Mango. Mm.
Yeah.
Level Up.
Level Up. That's right.
Was it a good crowd for them?
Good crowd. Good crowd.
Excellent.
Be honest, was it a good crowd?
No, it wasn't, actually.
No, it wasn't a good crowd.
You know when you're watching a band having a really good time on stage?
Yeah.
Hang on, you can't. Good crowd. Was it really?
No. Nah, not really.
Oh.
What was the problem?
I think a lot of the crowd was there to see Chaise Longue.
Right.
Because the energy was quite different for Chaise Longue than the rest of the...
Does it feel like that's their big...
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, which is
that their biggest hit?
I think so.
Wet Dream was pretty huge, wasn't it?
I thought Wet Dream was actually probably a bit more... I thought commercially that was bigger, but I know Chaise Longue is what launched them, I think.
Because they're a curious band, Wet Leg, because they... When you work at Radio X and you play all the songs, I don't know what's in the charts anymore, but I know what the new songs are. So, we'll play all the new songs from, like, all the bands that are coming back. We play the new one from Blossoms. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't tell you where it got in the charts.
No, true.
But just from the vibe of playing songs here, you think, oh, well, these particular Blossom songs are probably the most popular ones.
Yeah.
And we play... I would say we play Wet Dream more than Chaise
Longue. More than Chaise Longue now, yeah.
I think, but a lot of places. I think Wet Dream was commercially a bigger song.
Yeah.
So they, but yeah, I don't know what the difference was. I don't know why people weren't super into it. But maybe that was just me. But when a band get bigger, that often happens.
I guess so. Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you want to know something scary?
Hmm.
Now, in the charts, do you know where Chaise Longue got to in the charts?
Pretty high, I would have thought. A top 20.
Okay. What are you saying, Captain?
I don't know, actually. I'm going to say it will scrape into the top 40 just because of...
Okay. James?
Oh. Yeah, we're done. I was going to guess, like, 5.
Okay. Wasn't the top 5. Wasn't the top 20.
Wasn't top 20.
Wasn't the top 40.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
74.
What?
Ooh, really?
It's really hard to predict where a song will go in the chart.
Wow. 74.
Hmm.
Which is unbelievable. Right. Now, where did the album go? Number one. Number one in the UK. Number one in Australia.
Right.
I mean, it was a top 10 album all over Europe.
Hmm. But the single was 74.
I mean, it's number 14 in America, which is huge. Ludicrous for a band that, like, you know, you've not really heard of.
Yeah.
A brand new band and everything like that, especially from Britain, especially with their sound, which is very unusual.
Mm.
Wet Dream, where did that get to in the charts? Captain?
I think that did get into the chart. I'm going to say that got to 25. Okay.
Oh. Is it not as good as that?
I'll just cut to it. 74.
What? Again?
Yeah.
See, like a festival band.
Now, that's got to be a record.
74 and 74. Is it the same people buying both?
Yeah.
The exact same people.
Yeah.
And then Catch These Fists, it says 99. Now, I need to check, but
how
you kind of go, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
But you watch this album, their next album, which is 11th of July, I believe, called Moisturiser.
Moisturiser.
I bet you it goes to number one.
Yeah.
And I bet it shifts a lot of copies.
Hmm.
But I think you can tell, with like a festival indie band, which I think Wet Leg are sort of in that camp, they'll do a lot more press over an album than they will do over a single.
Yeah, of course.
Which is why, as well, but if you're a pop musician, you're going to do press over one single for ages.
Yeah, they're not a pop band, they're not a Pocket Money team band. No. So if you bought their album, you don't need to buy the single. What do you need to buy that for?
Yeah,
so the single is just a bit of promotion for the album and the band, really, when you think about it, for a band like Wet Leg. So literally, the crowd are waiting for Chaise Longue.
It felt like it.
Wow.
There were pockets of people just having a blast.
Yeah.
Mm. That was obviously there. Like, it's still Brixton. It's still a good energy.
Oh, like, Catch These Fists is their current song.
Yeah.
You love it.
I love it.
And they opened with it. You'd have been pogoing around immediately. Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Oh, I was bouncing around the whole time.
And where is it? Brixton Academy?
Brixton, yeah.
Do Brixton Academy still do the two pints?
Oh, the double pints.
Yeah.
They do. I stayed away from them.
It's a genius idea.
It's a genius idea. And I remember being at Brixton Academy years ago, and they go, do you want two pints? Mm. And you go, what? Like, we've got a two-pint cup.
Yeah.
It makes
perfect sense.
Oh, yes, please.
Two great things they've got, double pints and a sloping floor.
The sloping floor is
a work of genius.
Yeah, so when you're stood at the back, you're higher than people who are stood at the front.
Yeah.
So you can see the stage.
Everyone gets to see.
No. Anyway, there you go. I don't love the sound.
Great, that's good. The nice slope. Slope was good.
Slope's good.
Yeah, good slope.
How was the sound?
Slope's good. No, the slope was good.
Okay, good, all right.
That's it. It's all about the slope.
I like Captain's honest gig reviews.
Yes.
Hey, so we just sent you to Barcelona to see Kasabian. How was it?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. No, not bad.
All right, and where are you going next week? I'm going to Palm Springs to see Snoop Dogg. So that'll be all right as well. Now, if we planned this, we would then go into Catch These Fists, which is the brand new song from Wet Leg.
That's it.
But we're not going to. So here's what's coming up.
Radio X. Coming up, more of that kind of thing that makes you want to tune in to The Chris Moyle Show each day. The Monday More Music Hour won't be wasted due to the bank holiday, so we're playing some great tunes from 9. Plus, it's nearly time for your favorite Tuesday morning quiz that's on Radio X. We play Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz shortly. Hey, didn't the weekend just drag? Well, happy back to work day, everyone.
Now, the Chris Miles Show.
Don't be silly.
Radio X.
All right, it's 8:18. It is Tuesday morning. We're all back to work, but hey, thank God for that Chris Moyles Show, which is here for you every day, apart from bank holidays, because I'm contractually obliged to actually have a day off. Thank God I said that word properly. This is Ash.
Yeah.
my old mates, Ash, and I'll be reunited with Ash very soon.
Oh, yes, you will. You'll see Tim.
See, I will. Who else will I see?
You'll see Tim and the other members of Ash.
Who are?
Now, one of them's called Justine or Charlotte. Is that right?
They're similar.
Go for the second one.
Charlotte,
yes.
Yay.
That's right.
That's it. And your man...
Does she still play in the band?
I don't know, actually. Okay. It was quite a while ago she joined, wasn't it? I would think so. I hope so. She's very good.
Let me just do a quick search here. When did Charlotte leave Ash? January. It was the 20th of January.
20th of January. Oh, okay. So
2006.
She left in 2006. Oh, did she?
But she returned.
Yes, that's what I meant.
She was reunited with the band in 2022.
2022. She's back now. Thanks so much.
Is she back?
Yeah. Well, if it's 2022, I hope so. As it didn't work out second time around. I hope so. Okay. She's very good. And your other member of Ash?
Russell.
Well? Russell?
Yeah. Yes. Is that who you mean?
Russell?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Russell, the drummer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the lead guitarist.
He's the lead guitarist.
Of the London-based indie rock group.
Yeah.
Block Party.
Oh, Block Party.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Russell is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Small world, really, isn't it?
He was a touring member of Ash from 2010 to 2011.
Just the 1 year.
So is that the guy you were talking about?
I was thinking of Russell.
Should we just leave it with Tim from the band Ash?
Yes, morning, Tim Wheeler.
Okay. Well, I'll see them in a few weeks. Are you coming to that gig or not?
Now, is this Cambridge?
It's Audley End.
Audley End, no. I'm coming to Cambridge.
The sausage one?
Yes, the sausage and...
Cider. Who are you bringing? The old bird?
Lucy's coming.
The old woman?
You can't say that. Lucy
old
is
Mavis. Are you bringing old Mavis?
Mavis Riley's coming. I think Pippa and Toby are coming to that as well.
Toby maybe, but...
Yeah. Oh, now.
Yeah.
All changes now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All changes.
Unless she can get me tickets to an evening with Demi Lovato.
She can.
It's got to be a two-way street now, do you know what I mean?
She can, apparently.
We need to sort out which gigs you're all coming to. And when I say you all, I mean you.
Yes. Captain, well, Cambridge for me.
Phoenix.
I've got it in my head. It's the 14th of June. Okay. That's when you're playing Cambridge.
And James.
James, yeah. Why don't you come to my special gig that I'm doing tomorrow night on an oil rig?
Just off Aberdeen.
100, yeah, it's 100 miles out of Aberdeen.
Get the helicopter there.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll have a great time. I'll put your name on the guest list. Now, Friday, Richard Ashcroft came in to see us and we had a lovely, lovely chat with him. He was on great form.
He really was.
Proper laugh.
Yeah.
And then he, right at the end, because I hadn't heard his new song, he goes, oh, God, thank Joan Armour Trading for like being so cool. And I'm like, why what? He goes, I've used a bit of her song. Good Lord.
Oh, yeah.
And Joan Armour Trading did a song called Love and Affection, which is a huge, huge, huge song. Joan Armour Trading's got an amazing voice. And there's a bit in it which Richard Ashcroft has always loved. Anyway, he sampled it, he's written some lyrics, he's put it together. It's his brand new song, we've made it the record of the week. It's Richard Ashcroft, it's called Lover.
Like lover, oh, come
feelings are shattered again. I'm like, lover, I was feeling low, nowhere to go, and you bring me hope now, lover. And I was insecure, I was on the floor, and you lit that fire, lover. Like love, these times they've got us perplexed. It's like the fear is driving you. You don't know what comes next. It's just like love and healing, that spiritual thing. It's just like love. Ooh, ooh, you make my heart wanna sing.
Song. Richard Ashcroft and Lover. Very simple. I mean, I like Richard Ashcroft a lot, and I would say it to his face, but let's be honest, Joan Armatrady did a lot of the legwork on that track, didn't she?
A lot of the heavy lifting.
Oh, my Lord.
It's really good, though.
I mean, he's metaphorically turned up and gone, anything you need me to do? Oh, we've done it all now, Richard. You can stick a few lyrics on top if you want.
He was brilliant when he came in, wasn't he?
Really good form, yeah.
Yeah.
Morning, Richard, if you're listening. Really love that. Yeah. I'm going to enjoy playing that every day this week. Definitely. It's just like Lover. Why are we so strong together? I'm like, Lover, ooh, ooh, maybe we're just birds of a feather. It's basically about his lover. It's about how much they love each other and how perfect they are for each other. Aww. It's a beautiful, beautiful sentiment.
That's lovely.
Ruined here in the studio by stupid, stupid Captain Crapbeard.
Oh, he's had a nightmare, isn't he?
Who knocked a bottle onto the floor. The bottom of the glass bottle broke, came off in one clean sweep. What's in the bottle?
Orange juice.
Everywhere. Orange juice everywhere, all over the floor. Sticky. And then here's... This is so weird, this, right? So then Captain goes, oh, no, it's gone everywhere. It smashed? Just the bottom bit of the bottle came off. So it's gone everywhere.
Yeah.
So he's gone, oh, no, we're going to get that. Next thing I know is James is up. John, who's working on our show at the moment, he's not an intern, he's producing the show with us this week. But we've also got a new intern.
Yes.
Who is shadowing today.
Yes.
So what happens is the new intern comes in, follows somebody for a week.
Mm-hmm.